Are you looking to grow your business by increasing leads and customers? Well, I'm going to tell you about this hidden killer that costs me more than $3 million a year and probably is going to hurt you too.
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes. Gavin
Symes. Yes, 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 I am Gavin Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast. And today I'm going to tell you about a story about how I tried to grow my business, but it actually ended up costing me more money than it was worth. So years and years ago, I was trying to grow my business, and I figured out a way where we could throw money at ads and get a ton of leads in. And this was working so well, it was like a tap. And look, it's not easy to get new leads and customers. It took me a long time. I've spent more than $25 million of my own money perfecting this whole process. But once I got it right, man, it really was like a tap. You could just turn it on and off. And so I figured out how to do that. And so we would just throw money at ads, and then leads would come back in off the back of it. And the business, as a result, grew. It doubled in 12 months, in a 12-month period. And the reason, I can tell you the exact dates, but I'm not going to. I can remember those exact dates from the start and finish time, because all of these pain points and all of these issues started coming out. Because a lot like you and a lot like the business owners that I speak to every week, the whole reason why they start their business in the first place is because they want to be their own boss, they want to spend more time with their family, and they want to build something that can either be sold or passed down to their kids, right? So while on the journey of doing that, we crazily spend stupid hours to build something so that, you know, it's going to survive us later down the track. So that's exactly what I was doing. So I was in the thick of it. I was doing 14-hour days. It felt like I had a leaking bucket, and every day that I would look at it, there would be more holes in the bucket. And so not only that, but I would pick it up and there would be a new crack, and then the bucket would be on fire, and then someone's shit in it. And it was just a nightmare. So as I had this thing in my head where I was like, okay, more leads is going to equal more sales, which will equal more money. But that's not actually what happened. Because I figured out that if we had 10 sales guys, they could handle 7 leads a day. Anything over that, and they would just start burning leads because they wouldn't call them, or there'd just be too many. So 10 guys, 7 leads a day, that's 70 leads in total a day. Someone just cut in front of me. So then you can work out what that is per week, per month, per year, all of that sort of stuff, right? Now, if I got the guys 70 leads a day, then they could convert those leads 60% of the time, they would go into a sale. So pretty good conversion rate as far as I'm concerned, because this is relatively cold traffic, right? Now, every time I went over 70 leads a day, the conversion rate dropped. Sometimes it went down to 30%, 20%, even I remember one day it was like 11% in a day, and that's because I gave the guys too many leads. So I suppose the point of that little story is that more is not always better. Now, let me tell you about how it actually cost me money. And there's this thing called overtrading. And what that means is that you're generating a lot more leads and a lot more customers than you can actually handle. Now, there's, some people boast that they've got a waiting list that's 3 months long and all of this stuff. In my mind, having a waiting list in business is not a good thing. It's not good customer service. If you've got someone who's prepared to pay you to do work, you want to do that work and get that money in your bank account rather than having it just sitting there and waiting. So this overtrading cost me a ton of money because my sales guys were working really well, converting at 60% lead to sale rate. They're all going in and turning into customers, but then I didn't have the systems and processes in the back end and the staff, not to mention the right amount of staff, in place to make sure that I could actually service those customers. So in the first 6 months, I ended up refunding back to customers $1 million in cash. In the second 6 months, I ended up refunding back to customers another $2 million in cash. So it cost me $3 million out of my own pocket that I had to give back to all of these customers who had signed up and were prepared to pay me because I couldn't meet their expectations in terms of the time frame. And their expectations weren't bad. They weren't bad at all, but they just weren't willing to sit around and wait for no action. On top of that, what also was happening was the work that we were doing for these people wasn't, for the ones who got refunds, wasn't to the standard or level that anyone would expect from a service provider. Just wasn't there. And it all came back to generating too many leads and too many sales and over trading. So I suppose what I want you to take away from this is that more isn't always better. So what I would encourage you to do, no matter what stage you're at in business, is figure out what your capacity is. If you're just a one-man band, how many hours a week do you want to work? If that's 30 hours a week, well, maybe 20 of those hours is in the business and 10 is on the business, right? And then work out, if you want to work 20 hours a week in the business, how many new customers or how many jobs do you need to do that? And then get exactly that many. It's pretty much that simple. Now, if you do those numbers and you realize working 20 hours a week in the business and generating ABC and XYZ in revenue, if that's not enough, then what you've got to do is go back and increase your capacity. So that's where you put more staff on or you become more efficient. So then you can go and generate more leads to get more customers. So I really hope that you've taken a lot out of this. You know, the silent killer really is over trading and more is not always better. And that's because a really big part of that is that growth of your business is not horizontal. And what I mean is that it doesn't go straight up and down. What it does, what I've found in businesses and the ones that grow sustainably, is that they grow for a bit and then they consolidate. And so there's going to be plateaus in that growth. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It just allows you to catch your breath for a little bit, build up some more cash in your bank account, so then you can push through again and continue to grow the business as well. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed talking to you while I'm driving along in my car, then make sure you give the post a like or wherever you saw it. Subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends, family, partner, brother, sister, whoever else, so that they can get something out of it as well. And so hopefully you can help them grow their business. So I'm Gavin Symes from the Founder Group. This has been Coaching in Your Car. Have an awesome day and I'll see you soon. This is the Coaching in Your Car podcast. And today I'm going to tell you about a story about how I tried to grow my business, but it actually ended up costing me more money than it was worth. So years and years ago, I was trying to grow my business and I figured out a way where we could throw money at ads and get a ton of leads in. And this was working so well, it was like a tap. And look, it's not easy to get new leads and customers. It took me a long time. I've spent more than $25 million of my own money perfecting this whole process. But once I got it right, man, it really was like a tap. You could just turn it on and off.